So the snippet series is sponsored by Mendency, by the Saka family, in memory of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Saka, on his 50th Yahrzeit. We're in the third paragraph of Shema, continuing the theme, Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemaim, Kabbalos Ol Mitzvos, and now how we apply that, the performance specifically, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tzitzis. We last left off, Rav Moshe Wunder, the Gemara tells us, the contrast of the Tchelis and the white, the crimson, the blue, and the white, is the Tchelis reminders Doma LeYam, Yam Doma LeRakil, LeRakil LeKisei HaKavod. Why don't we go right to the Kisei HaKavod? See the blue? It reminds us of Hashem. Why are we so inefficient? Why are we taking a detour, a roundabout route? Rav Moshe reminded us, because we have to grow incrementally. We have to move slowly, step by step. We don't take detours. We don't try to skip steps to expedite and get there faster. And I want to expand on that idea by taking a detour through an Ibn Ezra. Pasuk says, the next pasuk we're up to is Vayalachem Litzitzis Re'isim Oso Zechartem Es Komitzvos Hashem V'chulei. Vayalachem, they're meant to be for you, for us, as tzitzis. And what do we do with them? Re'isim Oso, we look at them. We'll talk about somewhere the tzitzis out, somewhere they're tucked in, somewhere the whole bag it out. What is the nature? How do you fulfill Re'isim Oso? We're supposed to see them, and like the string on a finger reminds a person of what they wanted to remember to do, we see the tzitzis, it invokes our memory, u'zachartim is k'mitzvos Hashem, and we remember all the mitzvos of Hashem. But what are these words, v'yalachem litzitzis? They should be for you, for tzitzis. Who else will it be for? What do you mean it should be for you, for tzitzis? So the Ibn Ezra, in what is for him, a lengthy comment in Parsha Shlach, where the Parsha appears, the Ibn Ezra says a couple different pshatim of what it could mean, but he concludes, and I think this is very important, Mitzvah al kol mi sheyesh lo beged barbek nafim sheyischasa bo biyom tamid. V'lo yasirenu me'alav. L'man yizkru ha-mespalim betalos v'shas ha-tfila. Yas ezeh bavur sheyikru b'kriya shema v'ayalachem le-tzitzis. V'yasu lahem tzitzis. Rak l'fidati, yoser u'chiv l'esatik b'tzitzis b'shar ha-shos mishas ha-tfila. L'man yizkru v'l'yizkru l'yasa avera b'chol shah. Ki b'shas ha-tfila lo yasa avera. The Ibn Ezra notes a fascinating irony. He notes a phenomenon which is really backwards. There are people, there are men, and they wear a talis for davening. Come to shul, talis and tefillin. Married men wear a talis as of marriage. Yekes, others wear a talis svardim even earlier. But there are people who are putting a talis on as part of davening. To imagine putting tefillin on without your talis? If you're married and you have been wearing a talis every day since you're married, you get stuck somewhere, all you have are tefillin, not a talis, you'll feel like you're not dressed. Talis is the uniform of davening. They put on a talis in the morning for davening, but they're not wearing tzitzis. They go the whole day with no tzitzis under their shirt. It's uncomfortable, it's inconvenient, it's too hot, it itches, adds a layer, it makes me look fat. No guy ever said that. But the other things they've said. So people wear the talis in the morning, and they leave off the tzitzis under their clothing the rest of the day. So we tend to think which is more important. The talis gadol. Actually has gadol in its name. The big talis that we wear for davening. Why do we wear a talis for davening? Doesn't say in the Torah, in the Parsha, where does it say that you're supposed to wear the tzitzis davka for davening? It says you're supposed to wear them, you have a four-cornered garment. So you can have a little four-cornered garment, a talis katan. You can have a large four-cornered garment, a talis gadol. But it doesn't say specifically for davening, but the minhag develops, says the Ibn Ezra, that since when we daven, we read Shema. And since in the third paragraph of Shema we mentioned the tzitzis, so it's appropriate to be wearing the tzitzis when we mention them, so we put on the talis in the morning for davening. Which one is more important? If one had to make a choice, if you're working on yourself, if you're going to take on something new, what should one take on? Talis katan or the talis gadol? Wearing tzitzis under the shirt or wearing the big tzitzis when we daven in the morning? I would have thought the talis gadol. Talis and tefillin, they go together, the big talis. Ibn Ezra says the opposite. Why? What's the whole point of tzitzis? Vayalachem letzitzis. They're for you, Ureisam, to look at, to remember. They're there to motivate, to inspire. They're there to keep us vigilant. They're there to help us regulate our behavior. They're there to keep us mindful. So when do you need that? In shul? Ibn Ezra writes, who can do an aveir in shul? People have found a way. They've found a way. So we need the reminder in shul as well. But in shul, generally speaking, you're there to daven. You have a sitter open, you're pretty focused, and so is that really one we need to remember? You need to remember at work, in the gym, in the supermarket. You need to remember on the train, in the bus, in the car. We need to remember all day long. So says the Ibn Ezra, I find very powerful words. Lefidaita yoser chayev lesati betzitzis b'shara shos mishas tefila. There's a bigger chiyuv to wear tzitzis under your shirt the rest of the day than to wear the talis gadol during davening. L'man yizkor, the whole idea lo yasa avera b'chol shah shas tefila yasa avera. When you're davening, you're focused. You're not going to do an avera. The rest of the day, when we are confronted and tempted by the distractions, the opportunities to do an avera, that's when we need it. So I'm making a push campaign. Those who don't wear tzitzis, take it on. It's a big inyan. Should be for a schus, for all those who need schuyos, for good health and parnasa and fertility and all the things that people we know and love desperately need our help for. If you don't wear tzitzis yet, but you put your talis gadol on when you come to daven, or you daven at home, or you daven wherever you are, don't just wear the talis gadol. Each time you put the talis gadol, remember that the Ibn Ezra says even more important is the talis katan. More important is to remember throughout the day what matters. So we'll have to stop here, but I wanted to get to expanding on Reb Moshe. I'll just give you an allusion, a hint. Parsha Shlach, the third paragraph of Shema, the Tzitzis paragraph, is at the end of Parsha Shlach. The beginning of Parsha Shlach, Hashem sends Meraglim, spies, to investigate the land. And they fail. But you'll note, there's very similar language, the beginning of the Parsha and the end of the Parsha. Parsha begins, they're sent, Vayishlach Osam Moshe, why? Lasur es Eretz Kanan. Where do you see that in Vayomer? Velosa Suru. And the very next pasuk, what are they supposed to do? Uri'isem es ha'aretz mahi. Go look at the land. Where do you see that in the third paragraph? Uri'isem osam. What's the connection? They're sent lasur losa suru. They're sent to uri'isem. Tzitzis help them with uri'isem. I'll suggest to you, Mirtz Hashem, beginning of next week, that the end of the Parsha is the atonement, the repair, the tikkun for the beginning of the Parsha, and that tzitzis help inspire us and keep us mindful in this way throughout the day.